This is HPR episode 2861 entitled, Safety Razors. It is hosted by Operator and is about 15 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I go over some of my thoughts on safety razors, etc.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host Operator. Today I'm going to be talking about shaving and my experience with safety razors as of now, and some background and other shaving things that I've looked at. So, I had been shaving with your traditional, you know, multi-blade, four or five blade, whatever, razor for quite some time, and I had a friend that was into the whole safety razor thing. So I ordered, or I put on my wish list, a kind of a beginner level safety razor and a multi-razor kit, like a sample kit where you get a bunch of different kind of razor blades and you get to sample them. So I got those for Christmas probably, I want to say 2 years ago maybe, or maybe a year ago. And I've been using safety razors ever since for a number of reasons, because they're, you know, a little bit more environmentally friendly. And you can get kind of a better shave, slash more less aggressive shave. So I've looked at a lot of videos and I've kind of fumbled around, but in general, I do like it better. It does take more time. So if you're the type of person that, you know, is in a hurry all the time when you're shaving, which that's why you wreck your face in the first place, you're probably not going to want to do a safety razor, much less like a straight razor. And I haven't looked at straight razors and I don't necessarily plan to. The safety razor I have is kind of a beginner one, but it has little ridges in it so that it's not straight up razor to your face. So the idea is that it has little ridges where it meets the blade more or less, so that you're not straight up just shaving without any safety part. It's kind of hard to explain, but, and then there's ones that it's just flat across, and if you bear down, then you're going to bear down and shave a layer off of your skin. Whereas if you bear down on this one, you would shave, you know, eight layers off of your skin in a little stripe. So I have cut myself with it, but not really bad. Most of the time it's because I'm in a hurry and trying to, you know, do a quick shave. And that's not something you can really do with a safety razor. It's, you know, you take your time and don't wreck your face type of thing. So it is kind of a ritual. It's kind of something that makes you sort of feel good. It's kind of a grooming thing. So when I do have time for it, I do actually enjoy it. But it's not something you can do quickly. So it's kind of a, you know, it's been like a, I think I shaved almost a week ago now. So I just shaved just now and I thought I'd do a quick episode and kind of explain, you know, where I'm at and, you know, the whole sample pack thing and the whole razor blade sampling and stuff. I honestly can't tell one from the other. I don't know how. I mean, it's a bit kind of like a, you know, a wine enthusiast or whatever. They can, you know, smell the different wines and really understand. I'm not that super into it. Kind of a blade is a blade for me. I can't really tell the difference. Now, I can tell the difference if a blade has been sitting or if I've used it more than like three times, I feel a difference. I feel a difference and subsequently my face and skin feels a difference afterwards. So, you know, so for example, if I shave on day one with a brand new razor and I let that razor sit for like a week, I feel like it, when I pick it back up, even though I've tried the whole method of drying the razor blade to make sure it's, you know, dry, I think once you cut with it, once you break it and you've cut with it, then it kind of, the timer starts to count down. I feel like it. Now, I might be wrong, but I feel like after about one or two shaves and then I let it sit for a day or two or even, you know, between shavings, if I let it sit too long, you know, I end up trying to wreck my face trying to shave. So it's, you know, when in doubt, grab another blade, especially if you're new and you're, you know, trying to figure it out and you're trying to get used to a routine or whatever. Grab a new blade kind of every time. When in doubt, grab a new blade. And then maybe if you're, you know, get experience and you get into a routine, then you can start kind of saying, okay, I don't necessarily need a new blade. But if there's any question at all, it's your face and you don't want to be walking around having an itchy face all day or whatever because you try to, you know, rake your face because your blade is all messed up. So I use kind of, like I said, the safety razor that's kind of a metal screw on. It's like three-part safety razor. And it has a little ridges, kind of safety ridges. So it's just not straight up. Safety razor on your face. And the stuff I use, which was suggested to me years ago, even before I switched to a straight razor or safety razor, Truefitt and Hill West Indian Limes shaving cream. And I use I think not the fancier one, but a coarser hair, like a beaver, I think it is, or something. It's not beaver, it's something else. It's the more coarse whatever, and really kind of anyone will do. They're pretty cheap, even if you buy a nice, fancier one. So that wasn't the deal breaker. Really, the blades, excuse me, get a box. I think I got a box of the Bic Silver or something like that. I ended up getting those based on, you know, some reviews people had, but it seems like it's all over the place because some people will say this razor works better with this blade. I feel like this razor, and it's kind of a thing of preference, but for me and my experience level, I just feel like a blade's a blade. I've done all the samples. I'm almost out of the samples, and I can't, you know, it's such a minute difference for me. I don't have the mental competency and capacity to sit there and like shave my face and then like switch to razor or something and shave the other side of my face and try to feel the difference. And I just don't think it's that, you know, unless my face is having issues. I just don't think it's that big of a deal for me. I just go off of reviews and go from there. Let's see. I think. One thing I'll talk about is electric razors. You know, get them at Costco, whatever. They're all really kind of sort of the same. You don't want to spend a ton of money on them. They all kind of operate the same way. The blades do crap out, so if you plan on holding one for a while, you got to keep in mind that the battery is going to last you about 5 years, actually, or more. And then the little blades are the tricky part that you might want to, if it comes with one, you might want to order another one. Kind of any more than having three extra blades, you're really just kind of waiting for the thing to crap out. They're all made out of plastic and kind of garbage. So the electric razors I'll use, excuse me, when I don't necessarily have time to shave and in between shavings. So if I don't have time to sit down and shave or stand up and shave, I'll use the electric razor to kind of just give me something, to get rid of some of the 5 o'clock shadow or whatever. Other than that, let's see. I haven't tried straight razors. The regular, you know, box razors, I'll keep a regular plastic disposable razor in my book bag. So just in case, you know, I have some skin irritation or maybe I, you know, missed a spot on my neck or something, I'll keep one in my car and keep one in my book bag just in case I need to, like, touch up or something's bothering me on my face. Use a little magnifying mirror if you have one, or one of those side-scrolling mountable mirrors that goes next to the window. Like, if you ever go to a hotel, it's a pull-out mirror, and it slides out, and you can see kind of see your face. It makes a big difference, and over time, you'll notice, and you'll get better at the direction of your face, the direction of the hair on your face. So, you know, when I started out, I was shaving the wrong direction, kind of under my chin and upsetting my hair. I shave, in some places I shave sideways to the grain, and not, again, I don't go against the grain at all, really, except for kind of one place. But in general, I kind of shave to the side so that I get a closer shave, but I'm not shaving against the grain and wrecking my face. I think you can do against the grain, you just have to be consistent about it. So I don't shave consistently, so I can't consistently go against the grain. I think if you shave every day and you go against the grain, your face will kind of get used to it and you take care of it. The aftershave I use is one of those doTERRA things that I got, but really any aftershave that's not like crappy Walmart stuff that burns your face off, like the Home Alone movie, right, is going to be good for that. Just don't cheap out. Don't get something that's got a bunch of smelly stuff or alcohol waste. Even just a lotion is better than getting some crap from Walmart or whatever. So look around, get some nice aftershave. Mine's, you know, got a bunch of weird fragrances in it, and it doesn't seem to bother my face that much. It's more of just staying on top of it and exfoliating. So after you do shave, like, for example, I haven't shaved in almost a week, I'll probably, you know, when I'm in the shower next or in the morning, I'll try to use a little, it's a sponge, basically, and I'll scrub my face with that a little bit, wash my face, either during the day or in the shower. And I also have a pumice stone, which you probably shouldn't, excuse me. It's getting late. You probably shouldn't take a pumice stone to your face, but I do when it's really bad. Sometimes if it's been a while, or if there's a butter zone where after I shave, 2 or 3 days after I shave, and then I shave again, and I'm, you know, sweaty or something, it's some kind of thing between shavings where my skin will get super pissed off, and it will have a bunch of ingrowns. So I'll actually use the pumice stone to force those ingrowns out, because my face will just itch for like half a day if I don't. So sometimes I'll take the pumice stone to it when it's really bad under my chin. It can get bad under my chin because it's really tight skin over there, and I'll go against or kind of sideways to the grain sometimes, and it'll cause ingrowns when I don't exfoliate enough. So, and I'm sure there's all bunch of other stuff online you can learn, but I'm just kind of sharing my experience and, give safety razors a shot, and if you don't like it, then you can give it away to somebody else and have them try them out. It's all relatively cheap, cheap stuff. Even the decent stuff is cheap. Now, this TrueFit and Hill stuff is not cheap, but the thing is, you go to Walmart and you buy Gillette shaving gel that's like garbage and wrecks your face. That's not going to last you nearly as long as one of these TrueFit and Hills. I mean, I don't know how many ounces this thing is. 6.7 ounces, and I'll say maybe, I don't even know how to, I mean, maybe a teaspoon, 2 teaspoons worth of actual stuff can actually give you a full shave if you're modest enough with it. So one of these will last me a year, if not a year and some change. Now that I'm actually shaving more, it might not last me as long because I'm going more into the office. But anyways, I hope that's helped somebody out, and kind of, again, it's TrueFit Hill West Indian Limes is the stuff I like. They have a different scent, but I like the West Indian Lime stuff. Hope that helps somebody out. Take it easy.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.